gave them the tools to do the job?
Well, the Chancellor's been getting a hard time since the last main budget when he announced the tax cuts. And obviously the House of Lords overturned the ruling that went through Parliament. So he's now said that he's not going to do them. He's listened to the people, as he said, and he's going to make sure that the voice of every man is heard. It's going to not take away money from the poorest families, poorest households. He is still going to get the cuts. He said he's going to do that over the next few years. It's going to be a little bit more slow and steady cuts rather than one big cut that he intended to start with.
So he's been talking about, in speeches leading up to this, been talking about the fact that by the year 2019-2020 there's going to be a £10.1 billion surplus. Mm-hmm. If he's not making these huge cuts, how is he going to make this money? How is he going to save it?
Well, that's the Chancellor's hard job, is to juggle the budget and find these cuts. If he announces cuts then he sees are needed for the economy to go on, then he'll find them from somewhere. As I said, it's probably not one big cut in welfare that he's going to look at. It's going to be a few smaller cuts. He sees a lot of the universal credit changes that's coming in to take effect that will cut taxes naturally, so that the one big cut is not needed.
What's the good news for us today? Is there anything that's come out of this that we can think, wow, okay, that's a bonus?
Yeah, things for the everyman. The basic state pension is rising. It's the biggest rise that we've seen in a long time. They've announced the new pension that's coming out next year, announced what that's going to be, and that's looking quite healthy. The reforms to the compensation culture, which is going to try to save the insurance industry £1 billion. George Osborne reckons that that'll mean the average motorist is going to save about £40 to £50 a year on their car insurance. That sounds good for everybody.
And what's the bad news?
There are things that are maybe good news for us and bad news for other ones. The NHS, he's looking to make that a 7-day-a-week service. Well, that's surely good for the patients, but perhaps not good for the nurses and doctors that have got to carry out that. Stamp duty surcharge on buy-to-let properties announced in England. I'm sure it'll filter through to Scotland. There's a lot of people in this area that like buying rental properties to see it as their pension funds. That might put a little bit of stop on that and maybe make first-time buyers a little bit more competitive in the market. So I suppose for the first-time buyers, that's going to help them get in the property ladder.
Whatever your financial needs, whenever things change, through the Chancellor's statement or your own circumstances, Phil Anderson Financial Services are here to help you. For finance, phone Phil or find philandersonfinancial.co.uk.